One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
People have told stories of the strange and supernatural for centuries. Tales of the restless dead return to haunt the living. Whispers of damned souls doing the devil's bidding on Earth. Rumors of inhuman things that still hunt in the old forests, untouched by the glare of modern life. There may be more to these stories than you could ever imagine. Join us tonight as we delve into the deeper truth inside these mysteries.
Ahoy, and welcome to another episode. I'm Solway.
And I'm Finchy McFinch.
And we thank you very much for joining us today. Right, today is a little bit different. We've got a end of the world scenario show.
Yeah, we've got a few people joining us today.
Yep.
We've got Phil Holmes from Scared Podcast.
Yep, Matteo from The Whatcast.
And we've also got Chelsea joining us as a special guest.
Indeed. And the, you know, long-time listeners will know Chelsea from various episodes, Things That Fell From The Earth, etc.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's on actually to... She was on to talk about a different episode, but she joined us for this anyway, so...
Bless her, it was early hours for her.
It was really early. It was 6 a.m, I think, when she came on, so... We thank you very much for that, Chelsea. And I think you'll find it... Yeah, it's not a serious episode, is it?
It's a bit of a laugh, wasn't it?
Bit of a joke. And if you guys like it, please let us know. Supernaturalpod@gmail.com or go to supernaturalpodcast.com and let us know, because you can find a contact page on there and all the rest of the shit. You can see our bios and that.
Oh, yeah, my new bio's on there. And say, oh, dear.
I'm going to do a rejig on that, I think, to make it work better on mobiles.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people go on it on mobile. So I really want the mobile version to be the best it can be. So if anyone's got any issues with the website, just let me know and then I'll get onto it. You know, people find things, don't they, as they go along.
Yeah.
But yeah, essentially what it is, it's the end of the world episode. So we're talking about scenarios that could end the world and how likely we think they are. Zero being least likely, 10 being most likely. And did it go to plan? I think it
Well,
did.
I don't know. I think they'll find out that later.
Yeah, I think they'll find out. But I think it almost went to plan. If you wrote it down now, you'd probably get these, the top three.
In the correct order.
I would say. So, we'll see. Anyway, you'll find out. So, without further ado, we give you the End of the World Scenario episode.
Yep, so, right, I'm going to start off with the first one on the list, which is a nuclear war. A nuclear war. So, how likely do you reckon it'd be, Lee?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, in this present day and age, I think I want to say highly likely, but I honestly don't think it is that likely.
Yeah,
I think could a terrorist organization get hold of a nuclear weapon? Yes. Do I think I lean more towards a rogue state than. Than an actual, you know, sovereign country doing it. I guess the short answer is no.
No, less likely.
I would say out of 10, I'd say 2.
2 out of 10?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting. Right then, Phil. Phil, a nuclear war. What would you say on that?
Well, I think he's right, you know, that the... It's every drama on Netflix, isn't it? It's every, you know, James Bond movie. And I think there's too many pieces to put in place. But, you know, I know we all have large American audiences. Could it be down to world leaders? I mean, we see all the troubles at the moment. You know, there's all these conflicts all over the world, especially in the Middle East, of course, and in South America as well, a lot of powers that already have nuclear weapons. And of course, you know, the whole thing going on with North Korea. I mean, come on. Wasn't it like 6 months ago? There was Trump. There was... I think I've got that right. I'm fluent.
More or less. That's definitely one, one of the family, anyway.
No, I apologise. That wasn't the North Korean leader. I just had really bad indigestion.
Can I change my score to about six now?
No, they had that thing, didn't they? They had that thing. You know where there's that bit, isn't there, on the border in the, you know, the bit where Piers Brosnan was given over.
The demilitarisation.
It looks like a school classroom in Grimsby, and picture it now. They have that little wall. Do you know? It's like our grandparents had in their garden. It's a wall about 30 centimetres high.
I don't think you've seen our schools in Grimsby, Phil. Not that clever, mate.
It's by the smell of it, one of them's on fire now. But you just step over the thing. And, of course, you know, Trump did the whole thing and it was all cool. And then, pizza I had last night, stepped over the other way. And then, of course, all the North Koreans were coming in, and then they were all friends, right? It was like a good date on Grindr. It was all friends. And now we're told they don't get on anymore. And the North Koreans are still testing the weapons. Now, we know when they test the weapons, it's a bit like fathers. It's going to be like Leon Christmas morning, you know, where you've bought one of these sort of things, like a Nerf gun from Argus, and you fire it, and it actually goes 6 feet. So I think with all the unrest now in the Far East, and nobody can trust what Kim Jong-un, sorry, that was the curry, is going to do, I'm going to give it an eight.
Eight.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. And now we'll go to Chelsea. Now, I don't know, we've got... Oh, you're both American, aren't you? Both American. So, do we have Trump supporters here as well?
Absolutely not.
All right.
No, we don't.
Oh dear.
So we'll now go on to you, Chelsea. It's nuclear war. What's your view on it?
Oh, how likely? Can I do 100? I have
100?
No faith in humanity.
Out of 10. I thought it was out of 10.
Yeah, there's always one that wants to break the rules straight away, isn't there? So pretty high then. You're saying 10. Is that your final answer?
It is.
Oh, dear.
Yes, because I have no faith in humanity.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
No hope for us all here, is there?
That's the end of the show, everybody.
Yeah, that's it then. Matteo.
There's a really good podcast called Hardcore History. He recently did a multiple part series on how close both us and Russia got to pushing the button, and it's pretty scary. But I do agree that it's kind of mythical at this point. Everybody talks about how their grandparents or parents had to hide under their desk and do bombing raid, drills in school. Yeah, so it does have this big, scary background to it, but like you guys said, in lieu of the way things are, I have to put it at a higher ranking than I normally would, not just because of Trump or anything like that. It's just when you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, people tend to deal with that person in the same way, so that puts a lot more questions in the air. But in this day and age, I don't think anybody wants to nuke anybody, because then it destroys everything that you're nuking. And in the modern time, we're there for stuff. We want, you know, earth materials, gasoline, stuff like that. So I would say five.
Five.
See, I think on Trump with that, you know, I think he's following the path of Reagan. So if he carries on following that path, then he will meet with Putin in Reykjavik to discuss nuclear weapons at some point. So we'll see.
Well, I'm going to go for a five on this. I'm sitting on the fence a bit. I've listened to the views of everyone else, and I'm just assessing the end bit, I think.
I think this is a pretty high score. For number one, for option number one, this is going to be pretty high.
No, I think there's plenty of idiots out there that can press that button to launch them. But at the same time, I kind of agree that there's so much of a risk, there's no risk.
Yeah.
type thing.
Yeah, it sort of balances out.
So it kind
of,
yeah, it kind of balances out, hence why I'm giving it a 5, really.
5, yeah, okay.
5 on that one. So we'll go for the next one. I'll let Lee choose out of a list.
Well, I think we should go, because I started the last one, I think we should start with Phil.
Start with Phil on this next one, yeah.
Phil, have you got one in mind for us?
Well, when you share with me the one that, you know, got my eyebrows up, and that disappointed me because I've just spent £200 on Botox. thank you. Was the, I look like Frankenstein's sister. It's terrible. My Grindr now is as popular as my Tinder is as popular as my podcast. It's absolutely shocking.
Carry that bad show.
No, who knew people could leave my Patreon for my Grindr? I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know that was a thing. But they do love the bonuses, especially in Grimsby. The one that got me was Super Volcanoes. Ooh. That was on your list. And so let me throw that one into the pit, if you would.
Super Volcano.
Yeah, so what's your view on that one, Phil?
Well, you know, what was I watching the other day? I tell you what, and it's a bit boring for you, because as you know, I'm old enough to be some of your dads, some of your grandparents, and for our friends in America, potential husbands. But there's a new series on the BBC of the chef, Rick Stein, and he's driving around France doing cooking. And he was in the Auvergne. And it's an area of France right in the center, and it's where a lot of the mineral water comes from. And it's an area with the most dormant volcanoes in Europe, and they're literally everywhere. It's like a hooker in Grimsby. I mean, it's terrible. What got me?
Probably got more teeth, though.
Only you would know. But I know it's in your book. We weren't going to share that.
Yeah, sure.
The thing was, Americans may not remember this, but we'll remember this as Europeans when, I don't know, was it like 3-4 years ago? And I can't even remember where it was because I'm stupid. But where that volcano went off, and I don't think it was Italy. It was somewhere in Europe. Do you remember?
Iceland.
Well done, you. Yeah, it was Iceland, wasn't it? It had one of those Icelandic names that sounds like, you know, you've got a bad cold and you're trying to bring up, you know, stuff out your lungs. And of course, all the planes across Europe were grounded. People were complaining they had to spend another week for free on a Greek island. I don't know how they coped. But nobody expected, the experts didn't expect that to go off. And of course, we think of the Hollywood movies. And I think the last one was like San Andreas, wasn't it, with the rocking, with Dwayne Johnson in. The tectonic plates all moving about, all linked to the volcanoes. Nobody, not even the seismologist. Now, I thought a seismologist was somebody who tries to fit me into trousers these days because I'm 50 years old. Turns out they're about volcanoes. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. And I think what we saw in Iceland a couple of years ago, where a volcano they thought it was dormant, but of course it was in Iceland, so probably nobody cared less. What actually happened is all that ash, didn't it? It went up into the atmosphere. It all came down to the UK and Ireland and France and Germany and Spain. Sort of countries people care about, and people couldn't get home from holiday, but nobody expected it to happen. And then when you think of countries like Fiji and Bali and other, you know, fragrances that Lee will spray under his arms, I think this is a possibility. I don't even think the experts know, even the dormant ones. Something happens, one of those plates move. I reckon it's a possibility. What about you guys?
So what, give us a score first.
Yeah, what score
you start
would you give
moving on?
And likeliness. And
trying to break the rules again, isn't he?
Well, do you know, seriously, and I'm sat here looking into a mirror, I'm going to give this a 9, and I'll tell you why. We know recently Mount Etna in Italy we saw the lava. It was only a year ago there was that, all those eruptions, but that huge eruption in Hawaii. Mm. And of course, we had the one in Iceland that meant people couldn't fly home from Benidorm. So there's three huge eruptions recently. And I remember being at school in the 1980s, before you lot were born, when Mount St. Helens went up. And of course, remember, nobody expected that. There were still people on the mountain when it erupted, or she erupted. It then gave us the I think, very good film, Dante's Peak, with Pierce Brosnan in. But even when Mount St. Helens, nobody expected it. So I'm going to give it a 9.
9. Right, and Chelsea. Well, given that nuclear war was a 10 and you've got no hope in humanity, I suppose we might as well write 10 down for all
of these.
Leave
it down to nature,
yeah. Man, I'm afraid of everything. Everything scares me, so it's all 10. No, but I agree with Phil. We don't know. You know, we want to act like we do, but we don't, and it's Mother Nature's terrifying.
What score are we going to give that one on Chelsea?
Well, I can't give it a 10 now.
Yeah, the last one, 100. So,
building a good score up here.
What was the score?
9
as well.
Fucking hell.
Right, and Matteo, what's your view on super volcanoes?
I think they're terrifying. I got Yellowstone. It's far from me, but it's still close enough to make you nervous.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid seeing videos of people just vacationing and visiting there and just thinking, that one's bubbling, you guys. Why are you parked car here? And we all know about Pompeii, and when you read about that, I mean, I've even seen digital recreations of what happened and how the destruction went. I mean, there's people who try to dig under rocks to hide. It was so fast. So yeah. Phil, like you were saying, this is one area where they like to pretend they know what they're talking about. It's, in truth, it's like the weather. They don't know. They have a good idea. It's half of the time they're right, which is a scary percentage. So I have to give this an 8.
8.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I agree with all the other three at the moment. Yeah. You know, I don't like going with the flow, but it kind of does go with the flow. I'm kind of with it. It's, for me, the unpredictability, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 100,000 years, it could be in 1,000,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's the unpredictability that's going to give me, I'm going to give it a 7.
But I guess what we're trying to say here is what's most likely in our lifetime.
Oh, in our lifetime. Yeah. Oh, now he's changed the question. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's changed the question again.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
Well, within reason. Because we can go on to entropy and the end of the universe if you really wanted to.
Well, so. I'm still going to stick with 7 because it's the unpredictability for me. That's me. What about you, Lee?
Well, to me, a super volcano is a volcano that, it gets the name super if it releases 240 cubic miles of material, in one single eruption. So not over a course of eruptions, in one big blast. And it doesn't happen that often. Obviously, we've got all these movies and that. Volcanoes erupt quite a lot, and obviously they affect air travel and all the rest of it, which is, in modern-day society is an issue because of all of the resources that get moved around. And obviously we had the problem in the UK when the Iceland one went off. But for me, they seem to go off every sort of 500,000 years, roughly, a super volcano, and the last one, unfortunately, the last one was 600,000 years ago, so it was sort of due one. But I just put my faith in scientists. I know Chelsea's against humanity, but I put my faith in scientists, and I hope that scientists have come up with a solution to stopping a super volcano from happening, whether they can release some of the pressure or something. Yeah, that's what I hope. That's my hope for us all. So I'm going to give it 4.
Four.
Yeah.
Four. Lee, what do you Well, what do you think about some type of, like, the Earth having some type of reaction and all super volcanoes going off at the same time?
Well,
like
that's
some massive
pressure. Well, that's what they said about Yellowstone. If Yellowstone erupts, then it could cause the earthquake in the fault line. And so you get, like, a double whammy, don't you? So, but obviously that'll just kill Americans. Obviously the plume would spread around the world and kill a lot more people. You know, initially it'd kill Americans, wouldn't it? I think they're on record as saying, what, 200,000? Something like that. Which is still a lot of people, but it's not a massive amount of people, is it? So, anyway, that's it.
Everyone disagrees with Lever, and that's a new title of the
Everyone's disagreeing on both so far, so we're good.
Well, look,
at least I'm consistent.
You know, Matteo came back, and we agree on this, that you know, Lee, you said that, you know, volcanoes don't go off very often.
Super volcanoes.
Super volcanoes don't go off very often. They actually go off more than my podcast gets Patreon supporters. But that was my point about France, that when you look it up, that bit of the Auvergne, where there are 50, 60 dormant volcanoes. And of course, it's not one like we think of Mount Etna or that one up in Iceland. It's like the whole of, you know, Lincolnshire having 50, 60, 70 volcanoes. And like I was saying, like Matteo was just saying, if there is that tectonic move, like we saw recently here in Europe with Italy and Etna going off, I mean, I thought Etna was dormant. If there is that nobody's expecting, that we've had so often, suddenly now, in a very small area, you've got 40, 50, 60 volcanoes. And as Matteo was just hinting at, they're all going to be linked. So does a super volcano, Lee, have to be one, or can it be a group of them all sort of getting together, like a volcano orgy?
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're going to be as powerful as a super volcano.
Yeah, they would release as much material, but to get the title super volcano, it has to be one eruption.
So this is a super volcano eruption.
But obviously, yeah, many going off and releasing small amounts would equal the amount of a super volcano, but I think it's less likely to happen.
So you've given that a 4, right? Yeah, then.
Absolutely.
On to the next one. Chelsea, do you have any end of the world scenarios that you would like to throw in the mix?
Ooh, zombies.
Zombies. Do you know what? That was my number one on my list, zombies. Right, so how likely do you think it is?
You know, I mean, if you go to Walmart here in Orville, you see quite a bit of people who look like zombies. But
you can see that from about any Walmart, really, in the United States.
Yes, it's terrifying. Well, then there was that thing, you know, with the bath salt. That guy was pretty much a zombie, and that was terrifying. So you guys are just catching on that I'm just afraid of everything.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go with wildfires, really, but...
Oh, geez, that's already taken over California, at least.
Yep.
You know, we've been evacuated how many times?
Yeah, my car's got a thick layer of ash on it every time I go out in the morning.
Oh, goodness, that's scary. Yeah, we had the big fire in Paradise where our whole town burned down.
Yeah, but my uncle actually went out there the week before that to go look at a house.
Oh, my goodness, are you serious?
A week later, the city was gone.
Yeah, it's completely gone. But how likely? I mean, I think like maybe a 4. But again, like I said, I have no faith in humanity, so I'm sure they'll come up with something to fuck it up.
So 4 for zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, 5.
5? You've gone up?
Yeah, I changed it.
Okay. Go ahead, Matteo, what do you reckon?
As far as the zombie virus go, I think it's very unlikely. We're talking about a disease that's going to do something that all of humanity's been trying to figure out to do since the dawn of time, and that's bring the dead back to life. So, I mean, an infectious disease? Yeah, I mean, we've all watched the rise of the bird flu, the swine flu, mad cow disease. I mean, even the AIDS epidemic and HPV, we've all seen these things appear and just become a new thing. But a zombie apocalypse, I don't know. But who knows? There could be a disease that springs up that does something as simple as cause people to be more aggressive. There's plenty of diseases that affect the mind and change the mind. People could just go mad, like an H.P. Lovecraft story. People can just revert to cavemanism, and it becomes more than just a survival type thing. But
yeah,
who knows? Drugs.
In some ways, I'd love that.
I'd love to be in it, you know.
Yeah, the survival thing, I don't think I'd have a problem with.
Yeah.
Just give me a shotgun and off I go out there. I'd love it.
So give us a score then for zombie apocalypse.
For a zombie-specific virus that's going to bring back the dead and make them want to eat people, I say a one.
Yeah.
You know, absolute one. Even if somebody engineers something like that, their mustard gas is easier. You know, they just kills them, get rid of them. No human eating byproduct.
Mm, true. Down to you, I think.
Is it down back to me? Is it? Well, I just love watching a zombie film. So for me, it's on how likely it is. I think it's next to minimal.
Yeah.
But on how likely I want it to be. Not that I want to, you know, cause a massive zombie apocalypse, plague. But I'd love to be in it. Love to be, you know, I'd love to be part of it. That's not as a dead, but you know, well, I don't know. It depends how it ends, I suppose. But for me, yeah, I'm similar to Matteo. I would give it a one, but I'm going to give it a two because I'd like it to happen.
Okay.
I don't think it'll happen, but I'd like it to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give that one a two. Lee?
How likely I think it is. Obviously, we do have examples in nature of these parasites taking over a host. If that's technically a zombie at that point, I don't know what the definition of a zombie is like, but obviously that is like, I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's impossible, because if a virus mutated enough to use us as a host, and there's plenty that do that, then I think it is possible that it could happen. Rabies is a good example of like a, you know, like a disease what sends people crazy. And, but if it happened in an isolated area where they could shut it off and maybe control it, I don't know. I just think it's possible, but one.
Basically. One. Okay, then, Phil.
And zombies. I don't want it to happen.
I need, before I give my answer and my score, I need to check, because Matteo's saying about bringing the dead back to life. I always thought a zombie was alive and got bitten and infected. So are we saying
it
die? Because by definition, it's a reanimated corpse. Just for example, like in Evil Dead, people call the creatures in Evil Dead zombies. None of those are zombies. They're demon-possessed corpses. That's not a zombie. By definition in America, it's somebody who's died. The bite or whatever damage they receive kills them.
Causes
and then they, yes, even like in The Walking Dead, everybody's going to turn into a zombie when they die. I don't know if they've ever explained why. I'm not too much into The Walking Dead, but no matter who you are, when you die, even if you get shot, you're going to turn. So and to me, that's a zombie virus, but a zombie is a corpse that's reanimated. And like Lee, like you were saying, that stuff does happen. And even cases like Serpent and Rainbow shit, that's usually brought on by magic potions and stuff, not viruses.
Yeah.
Okay. What gets me is, and all this talk now of, you know, zombies walking around and the dead, it reminds me, I've got to phone the ex-wife with some alimony. And I swear to you, now, Lee, you know, you and I, we have this thing about coincidences, don't we? We talk about it. We're fascinated by it. I think Chelsea was talking, I've just got a text from my son, who's staying at his mum's at the moment. He's back tonight, saying, Dad, can you download me Series 10 of The Walking Dead? Yeah. As we're talking about zombies. That's what I find fascinating. No, look, is me right? And I want to be serious about this for a moment. What gets me is, and I'm guessing in America it's the same thing. Everybody now in the UK has a little pot and they squirt it on their hands and they rub it. The antibacterial thing. Do you know what I mean by that, yeah, right?
I wondered where he was going for a minute.
I've got a lot of pot, but that's just here.
We all know you have it in the van, Lee, in a litre pot. But we never had that growing up. And the other one, right, is now, and I guess, you know, people, for our friends here.
People only lived to 35 when you was growing up, so.
This is very true. It's very true. My mum was 35 when she laid me. The other one that gets me is the kitchen cleaners. Again, it's only been recently, now they're all antibacterial. And we know that anybody basically with a brain doesn't buy them. Your wife, I doubt, will buy them, Lee, because now we're squirting the kitchen, we're squirting the kitchen tops, we're covering our hands, we're getting rid of all this bacteria. So now our bodies, but most importantly our children's bodies, don't have these built-up immune systems like our parents had, our grandparents had, because now we're putting it all over our hands and we're cleaning the worktops. I know my son was off school last week, and Lee, you and I spoke about this on Messenger, and also thank you for the photos you sent. I had to zoom
pleasure.
In, but it, yeah, I had to zoom in, but it was nice to see. I thought for 1 minute I was looking at a poodle or a posh lipstick, but it was all very nice. But no, my son was off 3 days last week from school, and he woke me up. He came into my bedroom on the Monday night and he said, "Dad, I don't feel well." And like something from one of Matteo's movies or from The Walking Dead, he projectile vomited at me. It shot out of his mouth about 8 feet. The pets were running for their lives. And then he went, he was up all night being sick. And that thing, you know, where you phone the school and they go, "Well, there's a lot of people off with this at the moment." And you think, oh, alarm bells. I see by Friday last week, well, a couple of days ago, it was in the front of our local paper, Man Marries Sister. And the subheadline was 3 primary schools totally closed down in our town due to a sickness bug. Now, I don't remember that when I was growing up. I don't remember schools being closed down because there were 3 in my little town. We've only got a population of about 40,000 people. And then you think, I do a lot of work in Spain at the moment, and there's a big thing in Benidorm on the Spanish coast at the moment.
Oh,
where lots of people are ill. They're actually calling it the Benidorm flu. And people on the Facebook groups are saying, "We're flying into Benidorm tonight. Is everybody ill?" Well, hold on a minute. That never happened 10 years ago.
That's just the food in the hotels, isn't it?
Don't get me started. I'll have to do more of my North Korean. My point is with this. We're all getting sick of having the common cold and nobody can cure it. We've all had family members suffering, passing away from cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia. Now society expects scientists to find cures for everything. They've got to have smoke coming out of their ears. We expect now a cure. People still say, "Why is there no cure for the cold?" That you can get a flu shot. A lot of people don't have that. I don't know, again, in America, but here in the UK, a lot of people don't have it. It makes them feel worse. The flu strain and common cold is something different. At the moment in our little town, we've got 3 primary schools closed because of some norovirus sickness bug. There has to be more to this story. I know we all say as we get older.
So you're saying that the local
school's got zombies?
Yeah, are covering up for a zombie apocalypse.
No, but the question is, could civilization as we know it one day end because of something like that? And what I'm saying is, all I know is in the last 10 days in my life, I've had a son just bringing up stuff he's never even eaten. Strawberries. You haven't even eaten strawberries. We've got three schools closed. We've got a main holiday resort. Everybody's suffering from flu. There has to be more to it.
I agree with you. I 100% agree. I just took my daughter to the doctors, and he said, I noticed that she doesn't get the flu shot because, like you said, it makes everybody worse. The last time I gave her the goddamn flu shot, she ended up getting double front and back pneumonia. My baby was blue for a week, and so I don't give it to her. So he proceeded to tell me that what they're seeing in Australia is the worst goddamn flu they've ever come across. And I said, okay, I'll be careful. And he said, no, if somebody's sick in her class, get her out of school.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay, because they'll out here, if your kid misses school, they crawl right up your ass. That's how they get paid. So he told me, get her out. So I took her to school on Monday. I told her teacher, if anybody's sick, you need to call me. I need to get her out of here. She doesn't get the flu shot. She doesn't get the flu shot either. She said, okay. I picked her up that day. She threw up for 4 days.
Wow.
It just affected her. None of us got it. Not my wife, not my other daughter, not me. After she was better, after it was about 4 days, on that weekend, we went to a birthday party. The birthday girl left because she was throwing up. It like targeted kids, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a sad day yesterday, and I went through, a separation 3.5 years ago, where me and my ex left, she left me. But I had a sad day yesterday because my iPhone pops up and reminds me that 10 years ago, her auntie, my auntie-in-law, died. But the day before that, her husband died. And he was right as rain, and in the evening, he said, I don't feel very well. And he was only in his 50s, late 50s. And he went to bed, and he didn't wake up. And it was bird flu. Now, we've all forgotten about bird flu now. And so the family were, you know, obviously very upset. Everybody's running around. And the next day, his wife, my auntie-in-law, died of bird flu. Rest of the family okay. Family in and out. We didn't let the kids go in, of course. And now, of course, you don't hear about bird flu. This hit two members of my family 2 days in a row. And Matteo, you reminded me of this, talking about your daughter, and I do hope she's feeling better, how these things just feel so targeted. Now, we're not talking about chemical warfare here. We're talking about, could there be an end of civilization we're doing it, you know, tongue-in-cheek by saying a zombie apocalypse. But who knows? In 5-10 years... Who knows, they're not creating something, and it might not be as a weapon. It might just be the cure for the common cold.
What do you reckon then, Phil? What score would you give it on the likeliness?
Zombies.
Yeah, for the zombies. Pandemic. Yeah, not the pandemic side, the zombie side, yeah.
Well, the zombie thing, one. You know, it's I think it depends how we define what a zombie is, if we're thinking about it like the Evil Dead or the Walking Dead or anything else dead, like my Patreon. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
One, if we are talking about something that could lead on to something we would imagine to be that, I think easily a 7. Yeah. I'm going to go with 7.
7.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I think we've covered zombies and a few other topics on that one.
Yeah, we've sort of gone on to pandemic, which we'll get onto anyway, because that's an obvious one. So, Matteo,
yeah. Pick. What scenario or, what would you see as the end of the world? What do you think's likely?
Don't say owls.
Yeah, no owls.
Barn ones specifically, but I wrote down a couple common ones that are more likely. I didn't know we were going to go by likeliness, so I have disease, war, I wrote down a cosmic atrocity, but the fun ones that I wrote down was interdimensional merger and the return of Jesus Christ.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
fun
yeah.
ones.
I like that one, yeah.
Interdimensional merger.
Yeah, can you imagine just like all planes of existence and all planes of existence merging into one chaotic realm?
Oh my god!
No,
like the Ghostbusters when their containment center failed or some shit.
I mean, I feel sorry for these people who say it's happened to them. You know, you hear these stories. Remember that guy that got off the plane in Japan? And they didn't recognize his passport, didn't recognize where the place he'd come from. Put him in a room and he vanished. Yeah, it could be one of these creepypasta stories, but you do get people saying that they're just totally like in a different realm, temporarily, but then people go missing all the time, so you don't know.
Is that what we're going for? Is it interdimensional in this one?
Interdimensional merger. On the return of Jesus Christ.
That was just a bonus one.
We could go. Bonus one.
My wife, she's all, geez, come on, really? I was like, well, not everybody's gonna love that.
No, true. I don't know if Jesus himself would enjoy that very much. I think he could back though when he said how things have changed. Well, give us a score on that. Give us an example of what you mean and give us a score.
Let's say that there is like this huge ramp up of ghost sightings and just activity like that all over the place, and it just appears into our realm. Just all of a sudden merges. I don't know that I believe in those types of things, but like I said, I didn't know we were going to go by likelihood, but in likelihood of that, I don't know. I'd say 3.
Okay. But that's something there's no scale for that, is there? There's no meters on the ground listening for this to happen, you know, like we've got for earthquakes. Yeah. You know, this is something that would just happen. And it just, like, you know, like we talk about, what do they call it? The axis moving, the Earth's axis. We think it's happened in the past, but there's no warning sign of it. It just happened.
I mean, it'd be great for us paranormal shows if there's more ghosts about, wouldn't there?
I was an alien, and I wouldn't even care. It would just be cool to witness. I would want to know the truth about that. I'd be like, okay, I'm dead, and that's it.
I think interdimensional thingy, I think I'd put me down for 1 for this. I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now.
Yeah, I'm not too far from where you're coming from. The likeliness of it happening in our timescale, I think, is next to 0. I mean, it'd be brilliant. Like I say, it'd be brilliant for us podcasters if it did. You know, you're having swarms and swarms of ghosts pop up out of nowhere. It'd be absolutely brilliant for us. Saying that, you don't know what else it brings along with it. You know, whether you go a bit further. Demonic side, right? Like
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah, bring back the dinosaurs.
No, there's been films on that. It didn't go so well.
No, it didn't. Yeah, no, containment wasn't best, was it? Yeah.
Even on an island.
I think I'm going to give this one a 2. I'm sitting on the fence between Matteo and Lee here. I'm going to give this one a 2.
Well, what did Matteo's got? 3.
Matteo went 3. Yeah.
God damn.
Well, I suppose he's got to kind of support his own.
Yeah, his own theory. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, just we know there's weaknesses in the veil. They might all just go at once.
Yeah, well,
right. And Phil, your views.
Oh, do you know? I was dreading this because great topic, by the way. I was praying he did the Jesus one. I got all the time, and of course I'll get him first. Lee, Jesus, never in the same room at the same time. I put out a drunken episode last night, as I do occasionally.
Yeah.
just occasionally, where you know, I said, oh, I'm just sick of this now. You know, there are photos from Loch Ness that it could be an eel, it could be this, it could be that, but I don't know. There's so much evidence that comes back from cryptids. I know Lee, you know, is a member of a British group that has incredible evidence. I know Lee yourself has got what I think is incredible evidence. you know, in America, especially in Washington State. I did a thing last night after two bottles of wine saying, I do a show, but I'm sort of bored of it now. You know, a lot of people now have got the latest Samsung, the latest iPhone 11 with 48 megapixels. Here's this blurred photo of a ghost. And then you look at all their other photos on Facebook or Instagram. They're all perfect with their perfect cameras. And I said, well, where's the evidence? So the thought that all of a sudden lots of ghosts come back, I don't think I've seen a compelling photo of one yet. So I'm going to give this a zero.
Dun, dun,
dun. Oh, zero an option. Okay.
Yeah, we'll give zero an option.
I didn't know that.
It's not looking good for this category at all, really, to be fair. But, well, it's still Chelsea. You know, Chelsea could give it a 10.
She could give it a 40.
Come on, Chelsea.
Oh, you know I will. I mean, as far as the coolest thing that could happen, the way that I would want it to happen, I think that is a solid option. I mean, I'm a true believer in like the ghosts and all the interdimensional stuff. So, I give it a 4.
Four.
Yeah. That's not a true believer. A 4.
Mister.
You gave 100 to the first one. Come on, Jesse.
That's because I don't like humans. Ghosts, on the other hand, I mean, I don't know, man. It's scary.
We'll side with the ghosts any day of the week.
Well, yeah.
Chelsea, are you married?
I am.
Yeah, I knew you were actually because I know.
I have you on Facebook.
Well, that helped. I didn't want to admit I stalked. but you know, two bottles of wine. Was that part of your marriage vows? You know, when you looked at your husband, did you go, "I don't really like humans"?
Oh, Phil, no, it was when I became friends with you.
Well, I'm wondering, may I just say, is it foreplay for you and your husband if he just wears a white sheet with his eyes cut out and goes, "Woo"?
You know what? I don't kiss and tell.
Very nice.
There you go.
There's some places in Amsterdam that do that service.
Yeah, I imagine there is, yeah.
So what we had, nuclear war, super volcano, zombies, Jesus.
How many we had? 4. So I think, Anna, you had super volcanoes.
No, Phil did super volcanoes. I think we'll do one more and then we'll do some quick fire ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do, I think we'll do an asteroid as a quick fire one. So should we do alien invasion?
Alien invasion.
See. Yeah. I think, shall I start this one? Who started it?
No, we started, so.
Yeah, I've started, well, so I may as well finish. As well. That's what I tell the wife. So, I think this...
That was her last Facebook update, by the way.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think this could, alien invasion could tie in with climate change. Okay, and this is obviously a long stretch of the imagination here, but terraforming the Earth. Are aliens terraforming the Earth to a climate that's more habitable for them? Is this going on now? I say it's possible.
What, that Greta?
Greta's an alien.
Is she an alien?
She's an alien. I think, could they do it? I mean, given the technology that we've got, we could probably do this on Mars. We could be doing this on Mars.
Trying to, aren't we?
Well, we're trying to, but probably already established something on Mars. So, alien invasion. Now, alien invasion, what would that look like? Obviously, we've got all the movies, you know, they come down, the man who came from space, landed in a silver thing, jumps out in his silver suit and starts ray gunning everyone.
Cyberman, innit?
Who?
Cyberman. Doctor Who.
Yeah. War of the Worlds. But for that, I don't think... They wouldn't need to do that, you know what I mean? We don't need to put boots on the ground in a lot of places to cause enough havoc, you know, war scenarios. So, especially with drones and all these things now. So, would aliens have to get involved with an invasion? No. Could they just drop some sort of nuclear device or something worse? Yes.
Depends whether they wanted to take over the Earth or not, or just make us extinct. It's very easy to make people extinct on this planet. So, right, let me just say this. Right, I'm going to keep it brief.
Stevie, was that a burp?
It was, yes. I'm on the...
he's on about his fifth at the moment.
Yeah, I'm on the second. Jack Daniels.
I just checked my internet connection, and it was you belching. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was original recipe kebab Tennessee down. Honey, yeah.
I was just checking if you're still awake.
So I had two cans of it already. what was I saying? Stephen Hawking. So Stephen Hawking, the great man himself, he reckoned that the fact that we haven't had alien contact means it's sinister, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're out there. We know they're out there. Well, we think they're out there, let's just say. But he thinks that the fact that they've not made contact could mean that's sinister. So for me, that means that aliens are either trying to make us extinct or they're really not asked about us at all. So for me, alien invasion, likelihood of an alien invasion or destruction of the humankind through alien invasion, I give it a 1.
All that build up for that. I mean, for me,
that was rubbish. What a rubbish climax!
Yeah, Steve,
and that was your wife's other.
That's also
Facebook
what the wife says. Yeah. Now, I'll probably have to give it a bit more than that. Let's go 4.
Well, he's just took another sip of a drink and he's giving it a 4 now. Yeah. Keep sipping.
Get a 16.
I mean, for me, I think there's aliens. I mean, you was talking about Stephen Hawking here. I think he's an alien anyway. I think there's a few of them.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's an alien. I mean, The Simpsons showed him as an alien once, so. And The Simpsons, I believe The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
They come up with some good stuff on there.
Barely shit as well.
Rarely wrong are The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Donald Trump going down that escalator.
Yeah, that was afterwards, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Zeitgeist.
But I think there's aliens already on this planet, and they're in a disguise, and doing what they need to do to rule the Earth, as should I say. I think there's aliens already on here, and I think the likelihood of a world ending because of aliens...
Our world, yeah.
Our world. I think it's very... not to destroy the world, but to destroy the,
us.
You know, yeah, us. I think that's very likely, because I don't think they want to destroy the Earth whatsoever. They want it for themselves.
But
I'm going to give it an alien invasion. I think it's highly likely, purely for a fact. I think they've got boots on the ground already. So
they walk among us.
They do. They walk amongst us. I'm going to give it a 8.
Ooh.
Phil, your views on alien invasion.
Now you've got my interest back. I've discussed on my podcast Scared. I don't think that's been plugged enough. It was about 3 months, about 2 years ago. I remember sharing
just
this.
Just write down the time there so we can...
Yeah, we'll add it to the show notes.
Yeah. Question mark on the end. That I was trying to show my son, who was 10 at the time, you know, some real-life UFO coverage on YouTube, because we used to like a TV show, an American TV show called Chasing UFOs. It was like a Finding Bigfoot type thing.
Yeah.
And they only made one season, but it was very good. And I found this thing, and I was watching it with him, and it was just 3 or 4 lights over some buildings, and you can imagine it was move, stop, move, up, down, left, right. And it wasn't like one, and it wasn't fireworks, and it wasn't planes, and it was... And then I saw where it was, and it literally was a mile away from where I'm sat here now. Do I think there's life on other planets? Absolutely. Do I think they're on the planet now? Well, of course, like we all know weirdos, many of them are world leaders. I think there's more of a chance of something like the Illuminati or one of these big underground groups being credible than aliens at the moment. Why haven't we seen aliens? Well, I think you've all said it in different ways. Who knows if we have or not? That's the fascinating thing, I think, about that part of the paranormal. I think so many stuff we see on YouTube, so many things that some of you may have seen in the sky, is credible. I'm going to give this a 7.
Seven.
So that's not just that they're here? Do you really think that they're trying to remove us?
Well, yeah, because, you know, Lee, it's that weird thing, isn't it, that people were bang on about climate change and stuff, and I think they're completely right on that. But we do have this lush planet covered in greenery and covered in mainly covered in water and covered in animals and all the rest of it. And who was it that mentioned War of the Worlds? That was you, Lee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, again, H.G. Wells, trivia fact, I used to own the house where H.G. Wells wrote that story. Very boring, but it's true. The whole thing of it, it was so believable, wasn't it? And it was last week, whatever it was, about 100 years ago, when they put it on American radio. And you remember there was that outcry because everybody thought it was real.
Yeah.
I think the Spielberg Tom Cruise film was brilliant.
I didn't like
because there's always one.
Yeah. I went to the cinemas to watch it. I ended up most of the time in a bar.
I loved it when they get in the house and, you know, they all start coming inside. Yeah.
Nah, it just ruined the original for me.
For me, it was the beginning of Tom Cruise out the back and what happened with the clothes on the washing line, the way they moved direction, which, of course, happens for all of us. Not you, Lee, and Grimsby. Somebody would have stolen the clothes. But you'll get the idea one day. The great thing about the whole story was they might be somewhere else, but already they could be here, not just walking around and running for office and possibly running some First World countries. The ships could be, as in that film, there now, under the ground, right? And remember the whole thing of that film, and it goes back to what we were saying, one of Matteo's points about we went on to pandemics, but we were talking about the zombie thing. Remember the whole thing with War of the Worlds, how in fact the aliens were killed. And yeah. Do you remember how they were killed? Yeah. So it all links in.
The common cold.
If you think it was in the water, wasn't it? It was in the water. Yes. It all links in. And if you think about it now, we've actually done a couple of topics that all sort of link together. And that's what I also find fascinating about this. It might not be one or another one. According to Chelsea, it's going to be all of them. A poor husband. But it could be, the aliens could be now, they could be, you know, under the ground, it could be something coming back. I'm actually going to raise it to an 8 because I think there's...
Going on?
No, I tell you why, because I think, unlike a lot of things with the paranormal, there is so much what I call credible evidence, even on YouTube, of things in the sky, and we've all read and done stories and spoken to people with Area 51 and Roswell and that sort of thing, to take that to the next level and think, could they be planning something? Yeah, I'm going to stick it in an 8 on that one.
Okay, Chelsea, your views on an alien invasion?
An invasion? I already think they're here.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they trying to destroy us, though?
You know, I'm 50-50 on that. I don't know, because we could be useful as slaves.
We could.
I think it's highly likely that, you know, that we can... I'm just going to say 9.
9.
You know.
Keeping it modest.
50-50 to a 9. I love it. Matteo.
I agree with everybody there. I think they're already here, but I don't think that they would invade the way that we would normally assume they would. I think they've invaded the way they want to. Mm-hmm. I think they've infiltrated what they wanted to. I think that instead of just killing us off, we're providing something for them by us. I mean, not by coincidence.
Souls.
Maybe they just want to eat our babies like the reptilians do.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we're the next fossil fuel. Maybe we're the next fossil fuel for these things. Who knows? But I think that if these things come from where they come from, far away, they spend most of their time in space travel, they're going to be physically inferior to humans. So I don't think it'll ever come down to a hand-to-hand thing.
No.
I'm reminded of the legendary classic American 1988 TV show Monsters. There's an episode where an alien named Glim Glim crashed on Earth, and he wiped out an entire state because his toilet broke and his butt biome was extremely toxic to humans. So we can have an alien come down and take a shit and kill us all. We don't know.
Well, definitely. It would, I mean, there would be diseases in that, obviously.
So based on the fact that an alien could come shit down and take us. A shit yeah. on us,
what's your score?
I remember
that event being extremely unlikely, Alan.
I'm going with that scenario, yeah.
Or, I don't know. Let's. As far as them coming to
destroy
with laser
us.
Gun seeing and destroy us, one.
But the fact that they might need us to use us as a lavatory, that's a solid 10, is it?
Yeah.
harvest us as food, harvest us as slaves, anything I see more likely than them just wiping us out. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for some bonus quick-fire ones where we just basically just score them. So has anybody got anyone that we've missed off so far that they want to throw out there?
Cosmic catastrophe.
Okay, so like an asteroid.
Black hole.
Or the sun going out. Or black hole.
Yeah. In 2000, I think it was 2007, they had that black hole that shoots that death ray out of the center of it. You guys heard about that one they called the Death Star? It shot at its neighboring galaxy, and instantly the beam was seen across the opposite end of that galaxy it shot at.
I think I missed that. Was that a Star Wars episode or something? I missed that one.
That was it obviously sucked in a star or some shit, but...
Oh, we're not talking... Well, are we talking about the Hadron Collider? Is it
no,
Hadron?
Well, that, yeah,
no, it's an actual black hole they've observed, and it has a huge beam.
I think Hubble's got some photographs.
I must have been asleep that week.
Yeah.
They call it the Death Star because it shoots out of the center.
When you look at space and all the things that could go wrong, it's amazing that we're here at all. For this length of time, because you look at the impact on the Earth, asteroid after asteroid after asteroid. Look at the Moon, look at Jupiter even recently. This is going to be a quick fire run, isn't it? I'm rambling on. Tennessee whiskey. I think asteroid thingy again. We have these sort of long range radars that can tell us. If something's going to hit us, or likelihood of colliding with us, that doesn't stop it, though. It just tells us. Whether they'd tell us if one was going to actually hit us, I don't know. But you see it all the time. Every day you go on to Facebook or whatever, there's someone seeing something falling from the sky.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to do a lot, does it? Look at Tunguska and places like that. It doesn't have to do a lot to do decent damage. So...
And depends what it hits as well.
Oh, where, yeah. So,
what score are we going for? Like?
Let's just give it a score. Let's give it a five.
A five. You're going for a five. Phil. Phil.
Oh, what a great topic. Without a doubt, a 10 because it's natural. We are, if you like, an asteroid ourselves. As Lee says, they're all floating up there. Mm. I think it also, we just think of the movies. Think of all the satellites in orbit at the moment. Mm. I think we're probably using one.
Allegedly.
To chat. We're using, I would guess, satellites now to talk with friends in America. The chance of a big rock in space hitting us and doing some immeasurable damage. Do we think governments have got things in place?
But I guess the question is whether it would kill us all.
It's Lee changing the question.
No, that is the question, though, isn't it? I mean, obviously, it kill some people, but would it kill us all? That's the question, really.
A wipeout, a total wipeout.
I don't really think anything we've come up with would kill everybody, billions and billions of people. I don't think anything could possibly do that. Not even a pandemic could do that, because by the time it got somewhere, somebody would have come up with something. For something to cause the most damage, what can be worse than and you even mentioned the moon, for goodness sake, but a large rock falling from space and hitting this planet.
Yeah.
That's going to do more damage. And like I said, depends where it hits. If it hits like the east coast of America, we will think of the films, because then you will end up with a tidal wave and everything else.
We don't know how big it's to be. You know, this asteroid could be massive and just wipe us out completely. Like I said, if it's going to shift us in our solar system, if it's going to shift us so much, you don't know. You could be flying into the sun. You know, the Earth could be flying into the sun for all we know.
Broken Earth.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's all right, so he's gone 10. So
yeah, Chelsea? Yeah.
One.
What? Whoa, one.
Just kidding.
I was going to say.
Whoa, you had me,
you had me going there for a minute.
I wonder if Chelsea does her tax returns like this, just like chooses a random number and puts them down. four on that one.
Yeah,
expenses, car extra 10, we'll have 10 on that. Oh, zombie apocalypse, we'll have 11 on that.
Give us a number.
Yeah, what are we going for on that one?
10.
10?
Yes, sir.
10. Ooh. 10.
This is looking
I've already
dangerous.
Wrote down my score. I'm not saying, you know, I'm saying mine at the end. Yeah. This one's...
it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Mateo.
7, we're due.
7, we're done for.
There you go, that's the spirit.
Well, I'm with you both on that one. I've gone for a 10, and I wrote this down before anyone else has scored as well. I'm with you guys on this. I think we're trying to create the black hole, if anything, at the moment. So.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be an asteroid. Was it Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about a black hole opening up, and our galaxy would cause us all to stretch to, I think, 27 feet tall within a fraction of a second before we break apart?
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Before we break into a thousand pieces.
I think I think we will send a human into a black hole at some point.
I hope so.
I'll go.
Yeah.
So,
or an ape, if there's any left. I think, quick fire one then. Come on then. Anyone,
robots. I'm going to go AI. For robots. AI. Yeah. So we'll start with you on this one, Lee.
I think it's an ever-present danger. I think we don't know where it's going to lead. Obviously, ethics start coming into the question. When can you switch if it's got intelligence, if it's got consciousness, when can you switch it off? Can you switch it off? Is that murder? All these things are still to come to play out. So this is dangerous for me. I think, and not only that, obviously they'll take jobs and all the rest of it, and then you get a lot of people out of work and starving and all the rest of it. So homelessness is through the roof as it is, and that's not just the Tories' fault. I go for a 6 on this.
A 6 on this one. Right, Phil.
Lee, never mind the turning off. I thought you'd always wanted to turn on a robot, but that was a conversation we had privately.
If it was Westworld...
He's done that already a bunch of times.
It's one of these Chinese sex dolls. You know it is.
I'd have a go.
That's an easy Christmas present to sort out for him. Yeah.
Do I think it could happen? Well, of course, in the future, like with all of these things we're talking about, certainly not in our, I think, great-great-grandchildren's lifetime. I don't think we're that far on yet. I did a thing last week, got my son an iPhone. He couldn't get iCloud set up, so I turned iCloud off on my phone to set his up, to turn it off, to turn his on. I can't get me bloody iCloud photos back. Do I think AI will take over the world? Well, if they do, I just want the photos back of me dog. I'm giving this a 1.
A 1. Okay. Mm. Chelsea, your views on robots or AI?
I mean, everything we do is with technology. Like, when we have the blackouts, everybody loses their freaking mind here. It's insane. But as far as taking over the world, I'm like a 4.
4? 4? Was that your 4?
I mean, they could just detonate every single smart device in one go, and that'd kill most of the population straight away, wouldn't it?
Mateo.
Yeah, it would.
Mateo.
I play Detroit Becoming Human. I give it a 10, and they'll probably revolt against us for the right reasons. But then again, how do you beat Iron Man? You unplug his battery. You know, I don't know how big of a threat it'll be, but I do have to say that, you know, in almost the year 2020, nothing fucking works. Nothing works. My phone doesn't work. My computer never works. Skype doesn't work. Cable's down all the time. Wi-Fi is down all the time. I don't think they'll have a very strong offensive if they do want to attack us. But I think it's a very, very real concern. I think they will definitely at one point get to the point of wanting to revolt. I don't know how successful they'll be, but I'll still give it a 10. I think it will happen.
unless they choose Skype.
Yeah, unless they choose Skype for it.
Attack.
Starting to sound like me, Mateo.
Is this the moment where somebody like Lee says, hey, Alexa, what's the chance of rain today? And we hear in the background, I don't care, Lee. I'm going to kill you. And that... Yeah. I'll give that 10.
Yeah. Alexa, what time is my appointment today? I don't care. Figure it out yourself, you fat pig.
You won't be making it.
Lazy bastard.
Yeah. Let's go for another quick one then. I like the story in the Bible where the beasts are going to come back onto the earth. They've been underground and they're going to come, Bigfoot, this sort of thing. Maybe giants.
I did give that last one a 7, by the way, Lee. I know you was jumping the gun.
Oh, you did give me a 7, did you?
Yeah. I give it a 7, down? Yeah.
I assumed you already said it. Giants, these creatures taking back the earth. I think sightings are going up, ghost sightings are going down. Is that something at play, or is it just the zeitgeist is moving? People are more interested in this than this. Obviously, UFOs are still sort of 50-50. Zero.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because I was going to give it 0 as well, to be fair. I can't see it happening whatsoever, let alone in our lifetime. I can't see it happening whatsoever.
There's some out there, if they wanted to, that could cause damage, but kill everybody, nah.
No. We haven't got it. If they do exist, then we haven't seen, I've seen things, but you don't know, do you? But for me, that's a 0, yeah. Phil?
So Bigfoot's a 0.
Bigfoot's...
So this is about giant hairy beasts.
Yes. Well, there's a passage in the Bible, I can't remember the exact quote, where it talks about the beasts that have been basically cast out will one day return and retake the earth for themselves.
Like the ones on Lord of the Rings.
I think they are now, Lee. There's an app for this. It's called Growler. they're called bears. And wish them all well. They can certainly grow a better beard than me. It's a 0 from my jury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Chelsea. Getting worse for this, isn't it? It's not looking good for Bigfoot.
Yeah, I don't think it's very likely. I think it's a 0 too.
Good.
Ooh, and Mateo?
Maybe not Bigfoot's coming out of the woods, but I would say there's a good likelihood of something coming out of the ocean that we've never seen that might be gigantic. I say 4.
Yeah,
oh my god, that's so scary.
It's just biding its time, like Cthulhu.
Yeah, exactly. The moon's got to be right, the stars got to be aligned. Someone's going to say a chant, and then we're all dead.
We're all fucked.
What about one where it's just inevitability, I think, overpopulation, and the consequences of that, bad sanitation, bad...
there's not going to be
lack of food.
Yeah,
that's happening now.
Yeah, I mean, would that kill everybody though? Because this is really what we're getting at, here, isn't
it? I think it's not only the overpopulation; it affects your ecosystems as well. I think there'll be a collapse in that as well.
Yeah,
because I mean, you see stuff now just getting wiped out. The rhinos.
The whole population. I posted something up on the Hangout a couple of weeks back now, but the whole population is basically. The southern hemisphere is basically migrating north. Yeah. Everything in the southern hemisphere is migrating north because they're in drought.
Does that mean we'll have kangaroos soon?
Yeah. Can eat kangaroo.
Can you eat kangaroo?
It's an ever present danger. I do give this a 5.
I'm going to give it a 7 on this.
Yeah.
Because I think it
will. But will it kill us all? Because some will survive. Yeah. The rich are always going
to
be.
I can't see it. If you grow so big to where you're eating so much food that the ecosystems collapse, then there's no ecosystems. Yeah. Well, then you're all just going to turn on eating each other, what's left each other, and then that kind of turns into the zombie type thing, really.
Just like what happened on Mars.
But yeah, I'm going to give that one a 7 on that one. Phil?
What was the quote? If you grow so big, you just fall over. What did you just say?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it was based on the overpopulation. So I said if your numbers grow so big and you're over.
Oh, the numbers. I thought you meant one person.
No,
one person.
Yeah, well, yeah, that could happen.
There's some of them out there,
but the ecosystem can't support.
Better say you haven't seen our listeners. no, that's. No, it's never going to happen, is it? I mean, we are overpopulated, and I know in third world countries they do things like condoms to try and stop that. There's also things, isn't there, in other countries we won't name where, you know, people are almost persuaded to have boys rather than girls and all this sort of thing. But you can't control any of this. We can't make the planet bigger. It's not going to be the overpopulation, is it? It's going to be like what's happening. And I know one of you was hinting at this. It's going to be what's happening, say, in Brazil, isn't it? It's with the rainforest going. And it might not be the overpopulation per se, but if we do get so overpopulated and the rainforests are going, where does all the oxygen come from?
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at it from that angle, not just the fact we're going to have lots of people hanging around, but what else is happening, I think this has a very good chance, because one thing will lead to another, will lead to another. It's not going to be in our lifetime, but maybe in 100 years. I'll give this a 7.
7. Chelsea.
This is a 10 for me. I think we're overpopulated, and like I said, humans suck, and we're just going to ruin everything.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I think that's a solid rating on that one.
I say 10 as well. It's already happening. We have historical records of what people are willing to do when they're starving. Mm. You know, talk about the great barbarian horde trying to seek asylum in Rome and then trading their children for dogs to eat.
Is that a thing? Can we do that?
They have. They did.
Hold on. I need... My show's not going well. Let me get my notebook.
Do you have a
notebook? Sorry, mate. Carry on.
Every time I see any survival-type movie, and we can say The Walking Dead, where people have got to survive on their own, in a group or not, one thing – I actually have this as a note, which I don't know what that says about me. One thing they don't show is baby farming, which humans have done that as well.
Yep.
People are going to have babies and eat those to stay alive. So it might come down to terrible stuff like that, but starvation's a horrible thing, man. I think that it's already happening.
It should factor in here that the fact that the growing percentage of people that are vegan obviously puts pressure on the ecosystem as well.
It's good for Greggs.
Yeah, it's not good for cows.
And vegans taste horrible.
Yeah. So, but I've already given you my score, so I'll shut up.
I just think people should do what Lee and I do when we're starving, and that's release bonus episodes for Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, that certainly won't help your diet. So, is there any more that we've missed off, obvious ones that anyone wants to just chuck out there before we go?
That was all the ones I had.
Oh, we've got the Jesus coming back, haven't we? Are we going to chuck that one in?
We've had that. That was interdimensional.
Yeah, but just Jesus on his own coming back. I mean, that's one on its own.
Oh, yeah. Just imagine the people who would be pissed, people who don't believe, non-believers. Yeah, if Jesus comes back and he's all-powerful, he's going to persecute all those people.
I think we can leave.
Most of the planet's Muslim, so they're going to Like,
We can leave Jesus off. Because if he comes back, he's going to support somebody.
I think he'll have an heart attack and see what's happened.
Yeah, well, yeah, so...
If he doesn't support anybody, people are going to conform to support him, so that's another danger.
I think we can leave. What about the takeover of mushrooms?
You what?
Well, there's a scientist that believes that mushrooms came from another planet and they're here to destroy us.
Mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
As in fungi. Are we talking?
Fungi.
I was talking magic mushrooms.
The rise of the mushrooms.
That could be an episode.
I will eat them all. I will
so we'll leave that one off.
Now you've mentioned magic mushrooms, and some of us are having a moment here.
Magic or no, I will eat all the mushrooms.
I suppose that's a pandemic though, because it's like deadly.
I suppose you can't give a score
like
on
that,
pandemic, have we?
We should have a pandemic in there because we've been talking about it.
I mean, the World Health Organization believes that it's possible that a pandemic could spread around the world, given the lines of communication, depending on how long it shows symptoms become, because you could have this, you could be infected with something and not have symptoms for 12 hours, 10 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
So with the lines of communication, the lines of travel that we've got now, they reckon that it could go around the world in less than 36 hours. And be everywhere before. So, given the gestation periods of various viruses, it could be a serious threat to humanity.
Everybody wash their hands.
Pandemic, you've got to give it a high score, I think, because it's, with the bird flu and all the rest that we've had, Ebola. This is something still to come down the line that's even more deadly than those. Again, it can't be too deadly, otherwise it'll wipe out the humans before they have a chance to spread it. So it's one of them, isn't it, where it's let's give it a 6.
You're giving it a 6.
Yeah.
Phil?
About what?
About pandemic. So we've kind of covered it in some of the other topics.
Pandemic.
We did zombie apocalypse, didn't we? But that was a variant of it.
Yeah, I mean,
The plague. Like, look at the plague.
I veered off zombie apocalypse nonsense to move it to pandemic, which then could lead to what we would think to be a zombie apocalypse. And like I said, back at the beginning, who knows what scientists are concocting? And as I said, not for anything bad, but I mean, how do you cure cancer? If we go away from cancer, why can you not cure the common cold? And we know with a lot of this stuff, you come up with something pretty nasty to cure something pretty nasty. I'm giving this a 10.
10. 10. It is a big can of worms, this topic, really. Chelsea?
I give that a 10.
Oh, dear.
Wasn't there recently just a case in China with the Black Plague?
Oh, the Black Plague, is there? Oh.
I believe so. I don't know, though.
Ooh, we'll have to have a look
That's
into
what
that,
I had though. Heard.
I wonder if they start bringing back plague doctors.
Yeah. But,
a bit creepy.
They didn't go so well, though, did it?
Well, no.
Mateo?
No.
Oh, I say a 10 as well. It does link to everything that we were talking about before with the whole zombie stuff. But, I mean, it can even be a mental pandemic. I mean, people can't get along now. People are still innately racist or homophobic. And just that'll always be. That's one thing that always bums me out when I hear some hippie crying about getting along. And if you look at the natural order of humans, we don't. We just don't. Just accept that we don't, and then go about your fucking business.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one a 10. Yeah. I mean, the consensus of these ratings have all gone against Lee, looking at the numbers here. But, yeah, I quite agree with you guys.
But I'm just hoping that it doesn't spread as quickly as, as 36 hours, and then hopefully somebody somewhere can put, even if you can isolate people, some people in, say, like, there's always people in, stationed in the North Pole, for example.
Yeah.
Would they be infected? Would they survive? Could they? I mean, I don't know what the ratio is there. I mean, it's probably like 80% men and 20% women, so the women are not going to have a great time.
Saying that, though, planes are all the time, flying across, the poles as well.
Unless it's dropping people, it's
DB Cooper's. If it affects them that bad and a crash,
I think they'll be all right.
Thanks for the parish.
But no, I think you know, people could survive it. That's why I'm going 6. I think it's dangerous. It would wipe out a lot of people, as the plague's done. It's not like we're clutching at straws here. It's happened. So yeah, 6.
Right, shall I go for a 10-to-1 countdown here? I don't know how many we got. We probably
should leave pandemic off, because I think that would obviously win this, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. To be fair, you know, I'll go down it. I'll involve pandemic here anyway.
Yeah, all right.
But we'll still count number two as number one kind of thing. So in at number 10 was really Bigfoot. I think there's no surprise at that one.
Good.
To be fair, Bigfoot. Yeah.
Still don't mean you can't shoot them, but
in at 9 is the interdimensional merge. In at 8 we've got the zombies.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad about this. This is going hopefully
where you wanted.
Yeah.
In at 7 we've got the robots AI.
Okay.
In at 6 we've got the nuclear war.
Okay, 6.
In at 6. Hmm? Now time for the top 5.
We should have some music behind this.
So in at 5, we've got Super Volcanoes.
Ooh.
Scored a hefty 37 points there.
37 out of 50,
so it's quite high still.
That's very high.
Amazingly, my suggestion and my age. Carry on.
Well, there we go.
coincidence. You get a show out of that.
In at 4, we've got the overpopulation.
That would be longer than one of my shows.
Yeah, true.
Carry on.
Overpopulation at number 4, so we're into the top 3 now, eh?
Yeah, now we're into the top 3. Top 3.
Those following at home will probably remember what we've covered, hopefully.
Well, actually, I'm looking at it now, and I don't know if I've even done 10, have we? I think we've done 9, so... Are we...
All right, so this is the top 2.
Have you
heard? Yeah, how much of that drink have we had, Lee?
Too much.
Not enough. In at number 2. I don't think the viewers will recognise Free's Gone Missing. In at 2. We've got the black hole and the asteroids. So
Cosmic disasters. Is number 2.
And in at number 1 is, drumroll please... The pandemics, disasters.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah, look how long we were. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least, for the sake of Chelsea, I mean, at least humanity gets a bit of...
Do you think we should have done Chelsea as a topic on this? Because it sounds like she's against all humans.
Well, yeah.
we can include it in a top 10, and Chelsea's probably give at number herself 1. A 10. Yeah.
But... At least humanity is not to blame, then. So if we all die... Then
well, I don't know. Chelsea could be to blame on this, you know.
Apart from Chelsea, yeah.
You never know.
But, I mean, you could have militant feminists on there.
Oh, now you touch it. I don't think that's for this podcast, Lee. Blimey.
Well, if they go so far where they think they don't need men, and then the sperm banks run out eventually. I'm just saying.
Well, I think that's for another episode.
I don't think with you around, Lee, the sperm banks are going to run out, are they?
Keep sending the checks.
Should see how many fridges he has.
That's how I keep the podcast going.
We've got
is that a Patreon reward?
No, it's $9.95 a month if you can stream.
Oh, God.
It's called leetastic.com. Sign up, folks.
I don't think anyone would watch that. So that's it then. So the end of the world is going to come by disease.
Well, I would say that's our top 10. It's not top 10, it's top 9.
Top 9.
Yeah, so that's our top 9.
Have you got any that we missed off?
I mean, there's loads of things that you can think of.
Obviously war and things like that. But then again, one side's going to win.
I mean, it's, you know, man-made disasters and things like that.
Sinkholes,
yeah. There's quite a lot that's, you know, nanotechnology.
Sinkhole, yeah. Don't kill everybody, would it?
I think it's mainly in China, them, aren't they, sinkholes?
Yeah, in Lincolnshire. Anywhere where there's limestone, Florida.
That's a great example. We've talked about quite a bit.
Because the only ones that you hear of is in China, you know, when you see him, you know, falling through the drain holes, you would see a lot of coverage. And I think it was one of them where they made a highway over it.
Yeah. I mean, running out of fossil fuels or fuel would eliminate quite a lot of the world, because a lot of people, I mean, even when you look in these Amazon rainforests and that, they contact these tribes, you know, like Ray Mears and that goes out there, doesn't he? And he contacts these tribes and he has to show them now how to create fire with sticks.
Yeah.
Because they've all got lighters. So that's worrying, because that tells you that this is a skill that you learn. And if we lose that, and if something does happen, could humanity spring up again?
Oh, yeah.
Or something else would rise to the top, the rain of the aquatic animals.
Ray Mears, what's the other one called? Bear Grylls. Got all these people, they can help us out.
Yeah, well, he'd be the saviour, would he?
He'd be the saviour of it. Ray Mears, we'll get a statue of him made.
Show us what we can live on. I'm not drinking my own piss, though. That would be the end of the world. Well, so that's it, then.
That's it, yeah, that's all of them.
We've covered it, we've solved the world's problems, potentially.
Well, I don't know, Chelsea's kind of causing a problem by the looks of it.
Chelsea's, she's
currently hiding in my closet, guys.
So, get on to the World Health Organization, let them know.
Let them know, yeah. But that's it on that, yeah, top nine.
That is the top nine. We should have done one more, but we didn't. I guess we could put Jesus in there as the other one.
Yeah, we can put Jesus in there at 10.
And we didn't really give him a massive score coming back, I don't think. Anyone disagree with that?
No, that's it. It's quiet on that one, yeah.
Silence speaks volumes.
No comment.
See, sorry,
I was signing up to the sperm bank.
That just remains to say then. Thank you very much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Absolute blast. Thanks, you guys. Thank you, everybody.
When are we doing the actual recording after? That was the rehearsal, right? You know what? Tell me that shite's going out.
So, guys, what do you think of that? I suppose we'll stick it up on the Hangout as a little poll after the episode's released, and hopefully you guys, well, you don't have to see what you agree with us and what don't you agree with us.
I think most people would have gone, at the beginning of it, probably would have had pandemic as high probability. That sort of rang true in our little thing. So,
I don't know, we might have some strong Bigfoot believers. I know we didn't rate it too highly on this one, but other people's opinions might change on it.
Well, yeah. We'll put that in the Hangout, little poll there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you very much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, please let us know, because we're going to do another one of these, hopefully, in the near future, before Christmas, probably.
Yeah.
We've got an idea what we're going to do, so we'll mention that as we go along, I think. But if you enjoyed it, please let us know. And if there's any podcasts you think would be interesting to have involved in it, we've got no problem reaching out to a podcast. That's not an issue. So if you think there's people that you'd like to hear as part of the group, we can add up to 50 people on Skype, I think it is.
Yeah.
So it's not like we can't add people. So if you've got any ideas, then please let us know. We're always available. Facebook, email, Realm of the Supernatural, podcast.com. You can find us there.
Yeah. Cheers for listening, guys. And big thanks again to Phil, Chelsea and Matteo.
Indeed, and Jack Daniels.
Played its part. But yeah, thank you all for listening once again. And keep an ear out for next week's episode, where Chelsea is joining us again for another one.
Indeed. So that being said, have a great week, and we will see you on the other side.
Bye for now.
Well, they've gone. No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
One. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.